Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Chicago, and welcome to Made for Life, the radio program sponsored by Marriage and Family Ministries. I'm Amanda Thompson, and I'll be your host for a very special program on marriage ministries. I'm delighted to have Matt Brooks. He's the founder of the Marriage Group and our partner in Marriage Ministries with me on the phone today. Thanks for being with us, Matt. How are you?
I'm fine, Amanda. Thanks for the opportunity to join us today.
Yeah, great. Now, you are up in Michigan. And is it terribly cold there?
Well, let me tell you, I looked at the calendar and saw that spring is just 14 short days away. So we just keep focused on that.
Yes, yeah, I agree. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I have a small business here in Michigan, and I'm married, going on 17 or 18 years. I'm always 1 year off, which my wife reminds me about. And three kids. I've got the two boys, 14 and 10, and a daughter right in the middle at 12 years old.
Very nice. Great. And you are the founder of the Marriage Group. So tell us about that.
Sure. You know, back in 2009, I was building a company that provided online courses to computer networking engineers. And at that time, a good friend of mine, he and his then fiance, they got engaged, and they go to the St. Mary's Catholic Church in our small town, and were told that they needed to do an approved marriage prep class. And they drove an hour away to do that. And through that experience, Leo sat there and thought, well, I wonder if this experience could be an online offering for couples that are seeking to prepare for marriage in the Catholic Church. And so Leo and I got together and talked out the idea, and we worked together with the Archdiocese of Detroit to create the first version of the program, which we launched in early 2010.
Oh, wow. And then you connected with the Archdiocese of Chicago through Frank Hannigan?
That's right. Yeah, just a few months into starting to promote the program to parishes throughout Michigan, and then sort of branching out to other states, I was so fortunate to connect with Frank there at the Archdiocese of Chicago and talk with him about what we were doing, and just starting to talk about with the online Catholic Marriage Prep class. And Frank was really excited about the idea and kind of had been thinking of along the same lines at that time. So it just made really good sense for us to connect and collaborate on growing the program from there.
Well, it is. You know, I joined Marriage and Family Ministries 2 years ago, and when I discovered the online program and looked through the actual program, the quality is so fantastic. The videos that you have for the couples to look at and discuss are so well done by experts in the field, which is what I really liked about it.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. You know, we do work hard and focus on the quality of the experience for couples. And in addition to the quality of the videos themselves, we're also excited to feature so many different individuals and couples throughout the different segments so that engaged couples not only are learning about the topics being discussed, but they're learning about the life experience and witness from so many different walks of life, from couples, for instance, that are fairly newlywed to those that have been married for seemingly a lifetime.
Yeah, that's the diversity of it. And then, so some people may say, well, you know, that it's better for them to attend a gathered event, and we definitely want people to attend a gathered event. But there's all these people who seem to fall through the cracks, who are separated by distance because of life circumstances, the military, job situations, and then they don't get as much preparation as they could get if they had some sort of attendance to a gathered event. Is that what you're finding people are using the program for?
You know, that's what we thought we were solving the problem of when we created this, you know, 5 years ago. You know, we thought that we were creating a solution for couples that were separated by distance and certainly military couples. And what we found over 5 years now in serving several thousand couples every year is that couples that are separated by distance only represent about 20%. Of all of the couples that we serve. That meaning that the vast majority are actually not separated by distance, but choose the online course for other reasons.
Okay, so what are some other reasons?
So today's couples, maybe more so, I think, than previous generations, today's couples are, I think just plain busier, you know? So many couples and young folks today are you know, perhaps going to college while also working a full-time job. Many are you know, taking on multiple jobs. So many have you know, other obligations that, you know, be it family or you know, civic organizations that they belong to, they're on ministry teams with their church. All of these different things that build up and make for a pretty hectic schedule. And some people have jobs like, say, firefighters, for example, or doctors that have a job that does not allow them to commit to being in one place in one time for a stretch of, say, 8 hours on a Saturday or over a weekend retreat. All of these different kind of scenarios really set the stage for a more impactful experience for those individuals and couples if they can come and go as they please with the course that's delivered online, so they can work through the course elements at their convenience and at times when they're really, really ready to settle down and be very intentional on the learning process.
Yeah, definitely. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk more with Matt about Marriage Ministries and the online programs that they offer. Please stay tuned.
Thank you.
Have you ever considered the priesthood, not sure what to do about it? Then the In Search Discernment Group might be for you. Each week, men from around the Archdiocese of Chicago gather to pray and learn more about the call to the diocesan priesthood. The group is open to college seniors and young professionals. The discernment group starts in October and meets each week from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Quigley Pastoral Center downtown. If you would like to learn more, go to chicagopriest.com.
Many couples don't understand the beauty of natural family planning because of misinformation of its effectiveness for achieving or postponing a pregnancy, or they have never been told about how it works. Marriage Ministries has created an easy way for couples to learn about NFP. It is available on a website called learnnfponline.com and is a course that teaches the Billings ovulation method on demand, so you can work through it at your convenience. Through this online course, couples will watch a video of the science, rules, and application of the method with a testimony from a young couple using NFP successfully. If you are working with engaged couples, preparing for marriage yourself, or are already married and would like to draw closer to your spouse, check out Learn NFP Online for yourself. Go to learnnfponline.com or marriageministries.com today. And we are back with Made for Life, and I'm talking with Matt Brooks from Marriage Ministries. So, Matt, before the break, we were talking about how the marriage group came to be and how the partnership between Marriage and Family Ministries and the marriage group created Marriage Ministries. And you were telling about the online pre-Cana marriage preparation class that is available to couples. And I was interested because originally we had talked a little bit about couples being separated, but then you were talking about also how busy couples are. And I agree with that. It's a different generation. It's a different way of life. This is a generation that learns best through visuals and through videos. Not that the gathered events are less important. It's definitely, you know, highly recommended to attend a gathered event. But as an alternative, I think this is really something that is good, and that's what you're seeing?
Well, indeed. You know, there's limitations to a gathered event. And you know, just to be clear, you know, we think that there's, you know, we think that there's a place for, you know, for both types of learning experiences, whether it be a traditional, you know, classroom style gathered event or an online or something that we're thinking so much about in this office, you know, these days, is the idea of blended learning. You know, is there a way for us to offer to couples an opportunity to experience, you know, some of their pre-Cana you know, programming in a group and some also through online delivery in a way where they're able to work through segments on their own and from the privacy and convenience of their home at times when they're able to sit down and focus and not have the distractions or perhaps privacy issues that are, you know, maybe inherent when you're sitting in a room full of strangers.
Yeah, I love that. I love the thought of a blended type of experience because there is value to getting together with other couples and seeing the struggles, the joys, being
Absolutely.
Together. But there also is the value of being, you know, alone with one another and having that experience of on demand when you can do it on your time with our busy schedules, too. That I think that's outstanding. And then there's other things that you offer too, the NFP online as well. Can you say a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, so going back to the very first version of the program, you know, we've always included within the pre-Cana program a short overview and witness segment that introduces engaged couples to the good news of natural family planning. And over the first year or two of growing the marriage prep class online program, and as the word began to spread through parishes and diocesan offices throughout the country, we noticed that there was a fairly consistent call from our church partners that would say, you know, we like what you're doing with the online pre-Cana, but is there something more you could help us with on NFP? And it just became very apparent to us that natural family planning was a real struggle for many ministry teams because there was a desire to introduce and educate couples about NFP, but a seeming lack of resources, be it presenters or, you know, course material, that would provide a consistent and trusted course to those couples. And so a couple years ago, we went back into production and created a standalone course that's called LearnNFPOnline.com. And in that program has really become a very popular option for couples, not only throughout the United States, but abroad as well.
Yeah, it's really taken off. I've seen and watched, being in the office, the numbers grow. And I think there's something about being able to take it in your own home on demand as well, when it's convenient for you. That's just a huge plus for people with a busy schedule.
Well, absolutely, and especially when learning about a new topic or, in the case of NFP, a method of doing something. You know, one of the benefits of our online programs is that, yes, the couples can take all the time that they need to work through the course, but then the course remains open and available to the couples for a full year. So they can revisit those segments, and you know, if they're sitting there thinking after a month or two, you know, boy, what did the presenter say about this part or that part? They can just hop back into the course and revisit it anytime and as many times as they'd like for a full year.
Wow, that is super convenient. And I think too, I was listening actually to the PSA that was on that talked about natural family planning, that a lot of couples are unfamiliar with it. They haven't necessarily been taught it or recommended to try it. And that's a thing that's kind of neat too, is that even if you haven't before you get, you know, right away when you're first married, if you'd still want to come back and learn more about it and about the method, it's there for you as well. It's not just for engaged couples, you know, to learn about for their marriage. So I think that's a bonus as well.
Oh, I sure think so. You know, the Catholic Church likes for couples to begin the marriage preparation process at least 6 months in advance of the wedding, which is great. But with the NFP topic, that also puts them, hopefully, well in advance of the need to begin working with the method. And so the fact that they're able to revisit the natural family planning course for 6 months and even 12 months after they worked through the course is just a real benefit. And we get a lot of feedback to that effect from couples.
Yeah, that's excellent. And then the other resources that you have, the supplemental videos that are available to priests and deacons and lay ministers who are preparing these couples, can you speak a little bit about those?
Sure. So the supplemental videos actually came from our thoughts and discussions about growing into a blended learning model, that we thought over the last several years we've amassed a library of pre-Cana course segments that we cover 19 different topics. So not just the core topics that are hopefully discussed in any pre-Cana experience, be it an online or a traditional gathered event anywhere, you know, so the topics such as theology of the body, or, you know, conflict resolution and communication and healthy sexuality and all that good stuff. Certainly that's going to be covered and hopefully discussed for couples no matter where they go for their pre-Cana. But beyond that, with an online course, you're able to deliver so much more material because there's not a limitation of time. You know, couples don't just have to get through everything on a Saturday or over a weekend. And so with 19 different segments, we're able to dive into nuanced topics. For a few examples, we have a topic called the Unique Challenges of Military Couples, Forming Step Families, as another example. And so what we thought about doing is how can we provide benefit to our church partners at the parish level or the diocesan level, anywhere, for them to augment and supplement their gathered events.
Yeah.
So that their gathered event is runs as it traditionally does, cover all the core topics, but then also be able to tell their couples that there's this online resource that can speak to their unique needs.
Yep. Yeah, it's outstanding. And thank you for sharing the information about the courses. We need to take another short break, and we'll be back, so stay tuned. I'm sure you've heard the wonderful news. Pope Francis is coming to Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families in September. Would you like to go? Marriage and Family Ministries is partnering with Faith Journeys Travel Company to host a pilgrimage to Philadelphia. This is a 7-day, 6-night trip to the World Meeting to attend the Congress and papal events. For more information, please go to familyministries.org and click on World Meeting of Families. All are welcome, so begin planning for this historic event.
All right, everybody, let's pray the rosary.
Don't forget to say grace.
We have to do what God wants us to do.
My mom laid the foundations for me to discover God.
How does this bring you closer to God?
The path to holiness is in doing God's will.
If you are called to be a priest, that's how you will be fulfilled.
My mom helped me get through difficulties in my discernment.
Think of the big picture.
Keep things in perspective.
Are you praying?
My mom played a huge role in my journey to the priesthood.
She still does.
Our moms nurture our vocations.
Without my mom being who she is, there's no chance I'd have entered the seminary.
My mom says she had a feeling I would be a priest.
To hear the call of God, we need to be in a position to hear it.
Hearing God starts at home, with the family.
Thank you, Mom.
I would not be at the seminary if it wasn't for you.
Our seminarians were encouraged by their parents to discover God's call in their lives. Do you encourage your son? St. Joseph College Seminary, the best place to discern. For more information, visit cometojoseph.org.
And we are back with some more words from our guest, Matt Brooks from Marriage Ministries. And before the break, we were talking about the supplemental videos that are available for those who are preparing these couples. Matt, how do they access the supplemental videos?
Sure. So the website is learn.marriageministries.com.
Okay.
So learn.marriageministries.com. So there's no www at the beginning. Instead of the W's, you just type in learn.marriageministries.com.
Very easy.
Yeah, and anybody can go ahead and just create a login, and once creating a login, you just get immediate access to all of those supplemental videos and additional resources that we've made available through that site. The site is a free resource to couples and the clergy, so our parish and diocesan partners anywhere can go ahead and take advantage of this resource today. Anytime.
That's excellent. And then another awesome development is the closed captioning. Can you talk to a little bit about that?
Sure. That's something that's pretty exciting for us, having just launched the caption version of the, at this time, the online marriage prep class. We're working now to create the captioned version of the Learn NFP Online program as well. But we're just excited to continue looking for opportunities to serve more and more couples. A year ago or so, we launched the Spanish version of our programs to serve the ever-growing Hispanic community throughout the Catholic Church. And again, more recently, as we're saying, the captioned version for couples that are deaf or hard of hearing, either one or both of them. And so it's just yet another resource for us to be reaching out to couples with this great content.
That's great. Can you also tell us give us a little testimony real quick? We only have about 5 more minutes left, but give us a testimony of a satisfied customer.
Boy, you know, it's we're so fortunate. You know, we have a couple hundred, or, you know, 200 to 300 couples in a given month that are registering or completing our programs, depending on the month. And we follow up with every single one of them. So every single day, we're just really blessed to know that from the words of the couples that we serve, what kind of an impact we're having in their marriage preparation process, and also just to know what an impact we're making for them in satisfying a requirement that is part of what part of the goal of getting married there in the church is not just talking about wedding cakes and wedding gowns and all of those kind of things, but, you know, discussing a couple prayer and the sacrament of marriage and all of these important topics that maybe, unfortunately, so many couples have haven't talked about before, mm-hmm. And we publish so many of these testimonials on the website, either at marriageministries.com or our primary website for the pre-Cana program is www.catholicmarriageprepclass.com.
Okay.
And I pulled up the website there, and just there's some great pictures and testimonials. This couple here, Kevin and Stephanie, say it was very convenient to take the classes whenever we had the time to do so, and the information and the videos and discussions we had were so helpful. Those are the kind of comments that we get. Another here, Peyton and Nick from Alabama. We thought the videos and materials were comprehensive and very well suited for being able to accommodate distance through pre-Cana experience. It was a fruitful process. Those are the kind of comments that we get from couples all around the world, really, every single day. And also on the website, we publish endorsements from priests and deacons and authors, Catholic authors, bloggers, family life directors that speak about the program from their perspective as ministry leaders and what a benefit these online programs have been for them to add as a tool in their ministry toolbox for serving couples.
Yeah, I've heard people give testimony about how, you know, there was a big snowstorm, the couple's getting married, you know, in a week, they were supposed to go to a pre-Cana, it got snowed out, what are they going to do? And here they have this wonderful resource that they can direct their couples to help out these ministers who you want people to be prepared for marriage. It's a sacrament. You want them to have more than just, oh, the actual day, the wedding dress and all that, that God is a part of it, that this is, there's so much more to it than just the actual day. It's going to lead to a lifetime of communication, of time spent in prayer, that to learn these things and to remember them, and as they go into this wonderful sacrament, is so important. So
undoubtedly, we've got. I'm looking at a testimonial from a priest in Loveland, Ohio, who says that a recent couple, both previously married for long periods, whose spouses are deceased, they simply didn't think that they needed to go through a marriage prep program with quote unquote youngsters who have no marriage experience. In this format, he's talking about the online program, this format seems to have worked nicely for those
two.
So there's those kind of situations. You know, I think so often those of us that are working in marriage ministry, we think about the young folks, and I think they're forgotten is, maybe those are their more senior in the generations there that might feel out of place or kind of uncomfortable sitting in a room of 20-somethings.
Right. You're right, for all those different circumstances. So, Matt, we actually have to end our time together, and I can't thank you enough for the wonderful gift that you've provided to engaged and married couples across the world. It really literally is reaching across the world to spread this type of catechesis, this type of evangelization for these couples that they might form a bond that lasts, you know, we hope lasts forever. So
indeed,
thank you for that. And remember to go to www.catholicmarriageprepclass.com. Did I get that right?
That's right. And then for the NFP program is www.learnnfponline.com.
Wonderful. And also just a few things. The World Meeting of Families is coming to Philadelphia, and we are offering pilgrimages too, a week-long and a weekend pilgrimage. So for more information, please go to familyministries.org about that. And please return for next month. Be with us for another wonderful program on marriage and family. God bless.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.